across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Let them get to the end. Ocean Colour Scene there with painting, getting us in the mood for my guest who is with me now. Kate Green is a Cambridge-based artist who has taken part in the Open Studios project, various fairs and art festivals, and now has an exhibition at the Locker Cafe. Her art is described as colourful, expressive, bold, abstract paintings, but it is so much more. And she joins me now to explain why, and something very special happening on the 6th of September. So
yeah.
Thank you very much. Good
Thanks
morning.
For having me.
Thank you so much for coming. We've met before, haven't we?
We
I
have.
Came to your home studio.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, the way I would describe it was just happy. It's so bright and vibrant and it really engaging, actually, for that reason.
That's so good.
Yeah, so tell me more. Tell us more.
Well, I mean, I want my art to be happy art, and because it comes from a happy place, I've waited quite a long time to get on and be an artist, raising a family and, you know, sort of doing some teaching. But this has always been my passion and it's just been waiting. And so I think now that I'm doing it, I've been doing it for about 4 years since my youngest started school. I'm just loving it. And I think people can see that through my work. I love colour. I just love playing with paint, really. I keep it simple and just have fun. And I think that can be seen in what I do, and people respond to that. So people coming to my exhibitions and talking and asking, you know, the immediate reaction. One lady said to me, are you always happy? It was her response from looking at my work. And I think colours have a vocabulary of their own. There's like a language that goes beyond like cultures and age, and people can, you know, whether they're 5 years old or 50, can look at a piece and feel it's telling a story. And I love that, you know. So I choose colours that communicate. They're not just pretty pictures, although I hope they are. They've got a story behind them. So this exhibition's called Colour Stories. So yeah, blues and greens and whites, and you know, I'll be celebrating peacefulness. So you know, there'll be people will stand and look at my work and say, "Oh, that does me good," someone said at my last exhibition.
And I think I heard actually Courtney Pine was talking about this, and I can't remember the name of the. I hate to call it condition because that sounds negative, but there's something that artists and musicians and sort of creative people can sometimes have some sort of, I don't know, reaction, if you like, that they think in colours. Something
yeah.
will, you know, think in colours, or they think in shapes.
Yeah,
or some,
definitely.
Like they hear a word or they hear a sound or something and it creates a shape in their mind or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that similar to you? Is that
yeah,
kind of
totally.
How you work?
I think I do think in colours, and and people get it, I think. I don't think everybody does, but when I explain it, they can see. And I don't think it's like this has to be this, you know, red has to be anger, or it's got different things for different times, and it's what colours you put them with. Like you say, the shapes you put them, the composition of the piece, the size of the piece. I love working tiny but also really like 6 foot pieces as well. And
so what is your source of inspiration? What kind of drives you? Is it just an innate kind of way that you need to express yourself, or is it something where you're walking around and you see something and you think, gosh, I'm gonna have to kind of incorporate that? Do you know what I mean? Is there
I think there's a connection with my maker. I feel I want to celebrate the good things of life, and to err on, you know, on the side of good stuff, yeah. really. And I think hopefully that means that my paintings do people good. So I love the idea of them changing atmospheres, creating an atmosphere around the painting. So as people, you know, have them in their home, it actually does them good. It brings a peace if it's about that, or it brings a sense of hope, or it's just a happy piece, and it gives people a smile each time they pass it in their kitchen or whatever.
And if I remember correctly, it's not just paintings, is it? Actually, you incorporate your work into things like a mug or a, you know, something, so a piece that people, you can take it to work and actually carry.
I think this whole thing of wanting to do people good through my art, I want to make my art accessible, and that comes in different forms. So having it in the locker cafe where there's sofas, and it creates a homely setting so people can see how it would do their life good, you know, living around it. But there's also a sense of, you know, different price ranges, and not everybody can afford, you know, my £960 big piece, but they could, you know, have a cushion for 40, or a mug for 12, or, you know, that they can take a piece of this happy art home with them in some shape or form. And also I do workshops and teaching, again, to try and make art accessible, because what I do, like I say, I play with paint, I have fun, anyone can do that at any age, and it's so lovely to just create that environment and facilitate people to be allowed to just go for it.
Because I think that's the thing, everyone, I've spoken to people before, and, you know, some go, oh, I wish I could do that, or I wish I could paint, or whatever. But everyone's different, everyone has a different style. But I think as we get older, that creativity almost gets beaten out of us. And it needs someone to kind of bring it back and go, actually, no, you can do that. You can do that. And here's a space that you can do it safely in, and be in an environment where everyone's kind of getting involved. Yeah. But talking about the Locker Cafe then, and the exhibition that you've got on, why the Locker Cafe? Does it kind of lend itself to art, and what can people expect when they go along to the exhibition? How's it running?
Yeah, well, it's the old Clowns Cafe, and it's a really lovely space. They encourage art, so there's an exhibition all the time. And I put my work up on Sunday night, actually, so it's already there now until the 26th of September. But I'm waiting till everyone's back from holidays, and then I'm going to do a private view, which isn't private at all, actually. It's welcome to anybody. But it's a place where I'll have extra things like my cushions and stuff for people to buy. But I'm going to be painting live, and my friend Lucy Bunce is going to be playing the harp live as well, and I'm going to be sort of painting and responding to her and what she's playing on the harp, and people can watch that happening and have a look at my work in a comfortable setting, and then it'll stay up for a while. But
and so how does that work then, the live art? Is that, you know, for example, is that you taking off your shoes and getting your feet involved, and you know what I mean, like kind
of it differs
every part of you.
I definitely have been known to roll a canvas outside boots in the centre of town and get in the middle with my shoes off and get completely covered in paint and do that to music. I think on this on Friday the 6th I'm going to be working on a canvas so that more people can see it, big canvas, and I'll make sure I'm not making a mess in the space, which I'm used to doing. I will make lots of mess, but it will be in a controlled sort of square. It's interesting because I collaborate a lot with Lucy. I've done the artwork on both of her album covers recently, and She tells me that as she plays, she sees colours.
Right, so there's that. So is that kind of, what do you call it, sort of...
Oh yeah, there's a
synchronization,
name for it.
If you know what I mean. But I can't remember the name. I'll have to look it up.
It's something I want to look into when I do my MA, actually.
We're just saying, weren't you, that you're going to be starting an MA, which is very brave because you've got children as well. So taking on the art and the degree and all those sorts of things, how on earth are you going to kind of mesh that all together?
Well, I think, like I said, I've been waiting to get on with this art stuff for a while, and now I'm going for it. There's lots of opportunities coming. I'm really enjoying myself, but I feel I want to develop what am I saying? I need to think about growth planning for the future. I want to do this for the rest of my life. So this year I've been working on my business and getting that sort of a structure in place that will work. Next, I want to just develop a a depth to my work, and that's what the Masters is about, really, is just let's just stop for a minute and develop an excellence and really explore where I can take this without the, so I'm going to pull back a bit on workshops that I do and the live art that I do after this event and just go private for a bit and just play and practice and push myself. And it's a massive challenge. I'm not at all academic, so the reading and the writing is like trying not to think about that side of things. I know it will do me good, but it's the whole really finding my voice and my song and, you know, through this medium as a springboard to whatever's coming. I feel it's a good foundation for me.
Do you know, it really sounds, I mean, it's, I think it's probably similar, just creative beings, if you like, people who want to use their creative side, if you like, for life. It reminds me of, say, for example, someone, you know, who is a musician, and like that first album, that first spark of being in the public eye and the public sector and all that excitement, and actually often have to then take themselves away from it and go, hang on a minute, like if I want the longevity, I've got to, like you say, kind of create a structure. And also it's weighing up that creativeness with a business. Because at the end of the day, I'm supporting my family with this.
Yeah.
And it's easy to kind of run away and think, oh, yes, I'm, you know, la-di-da and fairy, you know, airy-fairy. But actually, it's not that, actually, because there's a serious side to it as
totally.
Well, which is, you know, so it's...
So is
that going to... Is the MA going to kind of help you with that side of things as well?
I hope so. I think I'm coming at it from a... Obviously, everyone that will be in on the course will come from a slightly different angle. I think I haven't actually done an art degree. I did a teaching degree with a bit of art, so... I'm hoping that my practice will really, really develop through it. I may be that I've had more experience with the business side than others. I don't know. But I'm hoping it connects me with the Cambridge art scene more. I just got so much to learn. I'm just getting started.
I think that's going to be a wonderful side of it as well, actually, is that networking and meeting other like-minded people, different, but like-minded people, because you're all into that. I've just had an email in, actually, from Margaret, and she's told me the name of the condition is synesthesia. That's it. I'm trying to get my head around it. Yeah, synesthesia.
Brilliant.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. But yes, I think that's the wonderful thing about degrees and stuff, like I say, is everyone's different. Everyone comes with their own element, and there's such a learning as well from other people, isn't there? So it must be such an exciting time, actually.
It is. I'm sort of pushing back the nerves and just really feeling positive about it in terms of I don't know who I'm going to be on the course with, and it's a step of faith. It's a leap into the unknown. I mean, my oldest daughter's about to go to uni. And the next one starting sixth form. And so we're all,
starting together.
School.
Absolutely.
Making new friends.
Funnily enough, I kind of did a similar thing when I went to do my A-levels. My mum also decided at the time. And we were going to try and actually do the same course. But unfortunately, I went to Hills Road and they didn't offer the adults. There weren't enough adults at the time to do it. So Mum ended up going to CRC and was doing, it was English language actually that we were going to do together. And she ended up doing literature. So it was slightly different and not really the area that I wanted to go in personally. But it was funny doing that kind of study alongside. And then she took it further than I did because she went on to do a degree and all the rest of it. It's a really interesting time. And obviously it's a good time for you as well. What are your kids doing? Are they creative?
Well, the oldest, Rosie's doing creative writing at UEA.
Oh, right.
Bethan's gets results on Thursday for GCSEs. And
love time.
Yeah, it's hoping sort of, she's very arty and...
it runs in the family.
And art
through your bloodstream. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, So just quickly remind us then, so the Locker Cafe is open now with your exhibition on.
Yeah, it is.
But the 6th of September, what time does it start?
Yeah, it's the evening, so the opening especially for me, 7 till 9, and it's just a turn up when you want to. Yeah, I'll be, the middle section of that will be me and Lucy doing our thing. And it's, no pressure to buy anything. Yeah. It's just to come and see what I do, be inspired, you know, be made happy by my colourful art. It's just a nice, hopefully a nice evening out for people, and hopefully let's cram the place with loads of people.
Brilliant. And where can people find your information if they want to go and take a look, because you've got your own social media and stuff?
I'm kategreenart.com. Information about the exhibition and other things is on kategreenart.com, and on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube you can find videos of me painting there. It's all Kate Green Art.
Lovely. Well, it's fantastic to catch up with you again and kind of see sort of where you're at right now. And I'm sure people can find your art and, you know, buy into it and, you know, view it and enjoy it and get happy with it.
Maybe great. I can come back once I've done my MA.
Absolutely. And tell us more. Absolutely. Tell us what you've learned. Tell us what you've picked up from it. Brilliant. Right. It's time to do the travel. We'll have a song and I'm going to have to get a photo of you. So don't leave just now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.